Welcome to the Sports Report for Wednesday, August 13th. I'm Mark Daniels. We'll start with the Green Bay Packers, who made a trade on Tuesday. General Manager Ted Thompson sending Jarrell Worthy to the New England Patriots in exchange for a draft choice believed to be a seventh-round pick if Worthy makes the team. He would have been hard-pressed this year. Worthy, who's had an injury-plagued career since being the second-round pick in 2012 out of Michigan State, tore his ACL late in his rookie season, took nearly a full year to recover, got on the field late last year, but in two seasons, 16 games, just 2.5 sacks, and he's one of two players who have yet to practice in this training camp. Caught up with Worthy in the locker room yesterday to talk about how he pulled a disc in a weight room just as camp began.
It's probably just lifting too heavy, trying to work, you know, as hard as I can to get myself ready to play. So sometimes these things happen, and the guys in the training room knew that, you know, I was doing the best that I could, you know, to try to get back for the team. So at the end of the day, you know, they can't fault me. And they're not, so they're just going to, you know, I'm just going to trust in them to get myself back together.
He'll have to get himself together in Foxborough. Meanwhile, the Packers continue to prepare for the St. Louis Rams, their second preseason opponent, coming up on Saturday afternoon. Mike McCarthy announcing that Aaron Rodgers will get some snaps after being a healthy scratch in the preseason opener against Tennessee. And Rodgers is anxious to get under center.
I am, yeah. It's a real good defense. It'll be good to get out there with JC, get some reps with him and some timing and with some of the receivers. It'd be nice to take a couple hits, maybe legal hits. But this is time of year we're trying to get to be playing the right way and get in and get out.
May also be the debut of Eddie Lacy, the NFL's Offensive Rookie of the Year. Didn't play against the Titans. Head coach Mike McCarthy says we're going to be careful with Lacy's snap count.
Eddie's got a lot of work. I mean, his reps are up this year from last year. So you got to pay attention to that. Obviously, we all understand how productive he was last year, but you also got to look at the workload that he had last year, you know, playing the season. So it's not my goal for his workload to be very high in preseason games.
Lacy had 284 carries in his 1,100-yard season a year ago. Eddie says there's value even in minimal preseason snaps.
Just timing. You know, we practice all the time, but practice speed and game speed is completely different. So, you know, whether it's two reps or five reps, whatever it is, just getting the timing down with the offensive lineman blocks and the quarterback, being the quarterback's path.
Packers and Rams hook up at 3 o'clock Saturday afternoon. Elsewhere around the NFL, the Cleveland Browns have signed former Bears starting quarterback Rex Grossman to compete with perhaps Brian Hoyer and Johnny Manziel for the job in Cleveland. Dallas Cowboys and the Oakland Raiders practicing together out in California, and it got testy. In fact, there was a huge brawl involving several players and even a fan getting involved at that workout. Afterwards, head coach Dennis Allen wasn't happy.
You know, I want to come out here and practice football. We don't really have a lot of time for all the fighting. We certainly don't want to get anybody injured in any type of fisticuffs.
Let's go to Major League Baseball. The Brewers shut out by the Chicago Cubs at Wrigley Field 3-0 on Tuesday night. Rookie Kyle Hendricks getting the win, going 7 1/3 innings, scattering 6 hits. Brewers had him in trouble in the 8th when they knocked him out, had the bases loaded with only one out, but could not score. Hendricks says it was a decent outing.
Did make a couple mistakes tonight. I got away with one in the first inning to Braun. That was right over the middle of the plate. He threw out to deep center, but other than that, only 3 or 4 other pitches I could say I wish I had back, and a couple didn't hurt me, but yeah, just keeping it on the corners with some movement and trying to get those quick outs.
Mark Reynolds had 2 of the 6 hits for the Brewers. Anthony Rizzo went deep for the Cubs. Willie Peralta takes the loss. He went 6 1/3, gave up 3 runs, denied in his bid to become the Majors' first 15-game winner. He's now 14-7, but 0-3 against Chicago this year, and he took loss number 3 because he couldn't get ahead in the count.
I was falling behind pretty much everybody, and that's what you're going to get. Like, when you fall behind, work behind the hitters, they are pretty good hitters, so you have to attack and work ahead, and was able to do that tonight.
Brewers will send Kyle Loesch to the mound in Game 3 of the series on Wednesday night. Milwaukee now 66-54, and their lead in the NL Central down to 1.5 over the Pittsburgh Pirates. For the second day in a row, beat the Detroit Tigers by a score of 4-2. Pirate manager Clint Hurdle says, hey, we're in the race.
When you take the field, it's special, and you're playing for something, and the fans know we're playing for something. And that's why they're showing up, and they're into it, and they're vocal, and it's just so vibrant, and it's so fun to see all of it.
St. Louis Cardinals remain three games back. They were shut out by the Miami Marlins and Jared Cosart 3-0 in Florida. Cardinals manager Mike Matheny on another unsightly effort.
Well, the feel right now is this game, and that's one that we don't like. The I speak on behalf of everybody. It's just not kind of game that we want to put together.
Cincinnati Reds are still 5.5 back. They fall to the Boston Red Sox 3-2. Yonas Cespedes with a 2-run home run in the top of the eighth. More scores: Dodgers 4, Atlanta 2. Nationals scored 5 runs in the sixth to beat the Mets 7-1, and the Padres get by the Rockies 4-1. American League: Yankees and Orioles were rained out. Texas beat Tampa Bay 3-2 in 14, winning with a walk-off walk. Houston gets 2 home runs from Chris Carter and thrashing Minnesota 10-4. Oakland ended Kansas City's 8-game winning streak 11-3. Josh Donaldson with a couple of home runs. John Lester now 3-0 since joining the A's. Seattle beat Toronto 6-3. Arizona and Cleveland rained out. It was the Angels 7, the Phillies 2, all 7 runs in the 6th, and the White Sox get by the San Francisco Giants 3-2 in 10. Gordon Beckham with a go-ahead RBI single in the top of the 10th. In minor league baseball, the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers opening up a homestand, falling to Clinton 4-2. The Lumber Kings score 3 runs in the top of the 8th. Same two teams meet at 7:05 on Wednesday night. The Sheboygan A's were declared the winner of their Northeast Wisconsin League Championship semifinal series with a 9-7 win over Appleton. That game was suspended with that score in the ninth inning on Monday. League officials determined the Appleton field was still unplayable, so the A's get to move on. And now they'll play Menasha in the NEW Championship Series, best 2 out of 3. Game 1 Thursday night against the Macs on the road. Game 2 will be back in Sheboygan at Wildwood Park, 7:30 Friday night. Game 3, if necessary, would be Saturday afternoon back in Menasha. The A's seeking their first Northeast Wisconsin League Championship trophy. Already won the Langsdorf League title this year. They have a 43-15 record on the season. And it's official. The Los Angeles Clippers formally sold to former Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer for $2 billion. Although Shelley Sterling, the wife of announced owner Donald Sterling, said it was still hard to give it up.
I wanted to cry because it was the finale of the Clippers for us.
I'm sure the $2 billion price will soften the blow. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.